All right, I will call us to order in our joint meeting, Board of Supervisors and Planning and Zoning Commission, and ask for approval of the agenda as our first item of business.
So moved.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The agenda's approved. New business. Discussion of the calendar for the 2014 work program items. And Leanne, I'm going to turn to you.
Well, I'm going to spend just a few minutes reviewing our current calendar year, 2013 work program. This was put together really without the Planning and Zoning Commission input to a great degree last year. We listened to some of the concerns you had throughout the calendar year, the year prior, so we're talking a year ago now, but really worked with the board to put it together. The board did approve it, and it has been what has been guiding us from a project standpoint throughout this calendar year. We decided to approach a little bit differently this year and integrate the role, or enhance the role of the Planning and Zoning Commission in that dialogue as well. So if you'll bear with me, I'm going to just go over quickly what we've accomplished thus far and see what we have for continuation into calendar year 2014. And again, it is calendar year. Our work program is specific to the calendar year. And then we did brainstorm as staff last week, and so I'm going to share those with you as well. And then open it up for just feedback from you all, and then go from there. If you have questions while I'm going, please let me know too. Our current work program is divided in three segments. First one is those projects that were identified by the Story County Board of Supervisors. These may relate to the Community Planning Assistance Team report, the CPAT report, the Government Restructuring Committee report, or just other projects that have been identified through various means and public meetings by the current Board of Supervisors. Those items in italics and black have been completed or will be completed by the end of this calendar year. That includes the capital improvements plan. The draft of that will start going to the public November 19th. It'll come to the Board of Supervisors and then start public review. Planning services to communities, we're winding that down with the various communities. We worked with McCallsburg, Kelly, and Colo, and we'll be surveying them the remainder of this month and then follow up with a report to the board. The TIF applications, we are very nearing the end of that project. Now, a lot of these will be ongoing, but this was the initial setup. The CIP and the TIF applications are just, those will become natural parts of our day-to-day workings. Community vision fact sheet, that will be brought to the Board of Supervisors, again, November 19th or maybe next Tuesday, to think about how they start that visioning. Board of Supervisors goal-setting sessions, if you look on the wall back over there, the board's strategic plan is framed on the wall. That's a 3 to 5 year strategic plan, so that was done this year. And the economic development RFP, request for proposals, that was accomplished, and we started a contract with AEDC, Ames Economic Development Commission, to provide those services for this current fiscal year, and we'll begin that evaluation as we start the budgets for next fiscal year. And then the Community Technical Assistance Program. This was an opportunity for communities to get up to $3,000 from the Board of Supervisors for special projects that were undertaken, whether it be a codification project, a review of their capital improvements plan, whatever it may be. The board gave either 75% of the total project cost or $3,000, whichever was greater. And that was a one-time program that ran last spring, but was added to our work program. Any questions on what's been completed or will be by the end of this year? That leaves the downtown facade program. That will likely continue to next calendar year, at least as staff's recommendation. The initial review that will be, or initial introduction to that will be brought to the Board of Supervisors here in November. Really, we wanted to get the TIF application process because that did take some time on the part of staff to work through that initial process. And so now that hopefully is cleared off our plates here relatively soon. We'll bring this forward. Comprehensive plan audit, we're nearly done with on our end, but it has to come to the Board of Supervisors. What that simply is we've reviewed all county policies and plans that have been adopted by the Board of Supervisors to determine how many elements of the comprehensive plan already have been adopted or established by Story County. And then we'll bring that forward with some recommendations to the board. And that, again, will be later part of November. The zoning map audit, we've started the first part of that. You'll all remember we will be combining our C and I-1 light industrial districts. That goes to the Board of Supervisors next Tuesday for first consideration. That's kind of the phase one of this project. And so that we'd like to see that continue into next calendar year. And then the one-stop permitting needs assessment was added to our work program, and this was an outgrowth of the Government Restructuring Committee. It never really, it was added with our involvement to be determined at a later date. So that's something, a discussion item, possibly for the future. But I know through that we have really enhanced the application process. We now take in driveway entrance permits. We have e-processing of applications. You can submit for all types of applications online. So we've made a lot of progress towards establishing this type of a one-stop permitting. Any questions on current Board of Supervisors identified projects? Okay, going on. The next segment was the continuation of existing projects. These were things that had begun prior to January 2013, and we carried them forth through this year. We wanted to finalize a scanning of umpteen thousands of documents we had, and we successfully did that. The tillable farmland project is an outgrowth of our local foods and farms. From the staff perspective, we have finalized our analysis. Now the question is how much further we can take it with having a good dialogue with Story County Conservation and other parties. On this matter and the next one, the community gardens at county-owned facilities, I think the time has come that it be removed off our work program and we start to partner with Prairie Rivers of Iowa as they hire a local foods coordinator for, was it Boone, Story, and Hamilton counties? I'm not sure I have the three, but Hamilton or Hardin. Prairie Rivers of Iowa did receive a substantial grant from Wellmark to do really the community gardens aspect of it, and that's what their full-time person will, or three-quarters time person will be spent, on which they'll be spending their time. I think now the time is right that we pass our work on to them so that our staff time is freed up to do other projects. Annual report was completed, but we want to continue this. We do this every year, and so it just goes forward. EOC training, we accomplished. EOC is Emergency Operations Center for those non-Board of Supervisors members. And then we did finish the county services listing summary. Came in from the front door, you saw kind of on that wall when you came in, one or two framed pictures. That's what that county services listing is. So going forward, we would recommend, and then I skipped Connect Iowa. For the most part, we think we're almost there. We did hire an intern. We did not. Story County Economic Development Group brought on an intern to really do the data collection. There's still some gaps that we need to define what our involvement will be, but it's worthwhile for Story County to have this on our work program to really finalize it out. And then lastly, these are not new projects for you. These are what was identified as new projects in 2013. The Ames River Fringe Plan audit has to continue. We didn't get as far in the as much headway as we'd like to, and so we'd like to see that continue. We'd also like to see continue the E911 addressing. That's looking at the ordinance, how we assign how addresses are posted. Currently it's done by the county engineer, and we'd like to look for some different options. Story County did receive a substantial grant to undertake watershed planning for the Squaw Creek watershed, and that is being led through our department. So that will have to continue till next calendar year. And then the Whirly Creek PMR. PMR is physical map revision. That's a process through FEMA to revise the maps along Whirly Creek. We're just at the end of the appeal period, but I think that will continue next calendar year as well. The things that we did accomplish, the subdivision regulations review, we'll get GIS layers online, more than we have right now. We did very successfully get the e-processing of applications accomplished. I think that's a great project to have and service to have. We did complete comprehensive reviews of our CUPs, temporary mobile homes, TMH, and then conditional rezoning agreements I have in yellow because that will come through the zoning map audit. We cleaned up our database to go along with our scanning. It's very important you have very current parcel numbers when you deal with land records. Enforcement, we were directed by the board to go through and get everything that's a pending enforcement case current, get that off the books. We're still working on that. But just like those couple earlier ones, that's a programming issue. That's not really an ongoing responsibility issue. It's not really a work program issue. So we'll finish it this year, but then that just becomes part of our job description. We finished letters of map changes, made standard operating procedures so that those are easily incorporated, updated our valuation charts, and then this week we'll finalize our work on the county government session leadership Nevada. Any questions on?
I have a couple. Just on the Warmer Creek PMR, the mapping. What do you anticipate? Is that development along the creek or what?
No, what this is, FEMA identified that when you have a map that has a detailed study, so it has both a floodway and the floodway fringe. When you have that floodway fringe and floodway that does not even line up with the creek, that there's an issue. The map was very poor quality. And so FEMA really instigated this process. And so what it does is it's making that floodplain along Whirly Creek as accurate as our current data will allow, which will be very accurate because it's based on the statewide LIDAR and new hydrology and hydraulics models. Correcting when the bridge does not cover the creek, there's an issue. And so I was glad to see it fixed.
Oh. Can you talk about Ames Urban Fringe plan a little bit? I see Charlie Kuster walk in. And Charlie, you look like you're squarely into No Shave November, and we're only on November 4th. That's pretty good. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah. The Board of Supervisors directed staff to begin a discussion with Ames staff as to when property, a variety of things, but really what was kind of the driving force was we had a couple of annexations that were taking from transitional residential, and I'm going to have the terminology wrong, into an urban service designation. That would be the precursor for annexation. That, and we had, if you'll recall, the superior rezoning that the commission acted on earlier this year. Just different issues like that were coming to light. And so the board just thought it was time that since we've actually had the plan in place for a good number of years and the implementation for a couple of years, maybe we look at the plan in very segments and start chipping away at any concerns that have come up. We need to really solidify the process for amending the Ames Urban Fringe Plan, making sure that that's all clearly delineated the roles and responsibilities. So what we've been doing as staff, we've met, two. The board supervisors wrote a letter to Ames City Council delineating areas that the board, Story County, would like to review. Kind of in response, we received a letter back from the City of Ames, and so we're trying to mesh those two together, and from the staff perspective, prioritize those that are short-term fixes or short-term issues to address, more medium or more needy that really need to delve into greater and maybe even beyond staff, have a more policy decision amongst the decision makers, including the City of Gilbert, not just the City of Ames. But then those that really, if we delve into this, this may break down the entire process. So that's where we are, and we've had both staff have had a number of other priorities and projects that have come up. So as time allows, we'll continue with this.
Any other questions before we move on? Oh, Leanne?
Okay. As I said, we met last week and identified a few projects that we would like to see brought forward in calendar year 2014. Quickly review time and types of inspections. And really, these first two are closely related, and our fees, and more particularly, our fine schedule. We've had a number of instances where people have gone ahead and just dug the foundation, poured the basement walls, and the fine was kind of a matter of doing business, is how we think they're viewing it. The fines, we have one that will be $400-some where the board has not taken action on a permit yet, but they've gone ahead and done the work. And I think it's time that internally we look at our process to not necessarily outright discourage that. Maybe there is an appropriate time and place that you have that occur, but see if we're having the right type of inspection. Excuse me. Right now we do a foundation location inspection. And when we get to cell towers or co-location cell towers, that's how do you do that? And just clearly defining what inspections are and when, and then if you fail to follow the process, what is the appropriate fine? Is $100 enough? Twice the permit fee enough? Or do we need to look at more substantial to prevent? And because honestly, when we do have to enforce, and this, like in cases in this, we have to go through a process of issuing a notice of violation. We have to send that via certified mail. There's a process that we have to follow. So there is staff time involved in it as well. Community rating system application and building code study, those are both in the Story County Hazard Mitigation Plan. So at least on the CRS application, that's been on the horizon for past number of years. ISMA, Iowa Floodplain Stormwater Management Association, has developed a tool that really will help Story County more easily walk through this. Then we have a simple Excel spreadsheet that we can start identifying what level will go in and assist with that application. I should back up and say we haven't assigned any dates. These are just ideas that we've come up with. And so where they fall in the year, we don't know yet. The building code study, again, was something that was identified as a hazard mitigation plan. The comprehensive plan review is going to be an offshoot of that comp plan audit. And honestly, until we get to that discussion with the board later this month, we don't know if this means bringing someone in and do a comprehensive plan for Story County or if it's like a master transportation plan. Is it very distinct? Sub-area plans that we've identified, whatever it means, but at least add to the work program that and give it due attention that we recognize we've done this work. We have a few more steps to go. And then do follow-up to that planning services to communities, whether that be once a month, May of every year, we work with one community. But really, we need to get the survey results. It might just be giving them a zoning map or doing something simple that they don't have the staff resources and staff time to do. So that's our brainstorming. Oops. I don't want to go to that yet. I'll open up for questions, or next is for you all to have discussion.
Questions or comments? I'll go. I have a couple comments to make. First thing I would say is thank you to all of you on the Planning and Zoning Commission, the work you guys do. Clearly, the Board of Supervisors over the last couple years has loaded the plate of our now planning and development department. And I want to take a minute. I've done this in some Board of Supervisors meetings, but I'd like to do it with you guys here and just commend our whole planning and development staff. Clearly, we start with Leanne, but then work down through Charlie and Ryan and Kristen and the job they do and the way they have taken this on. But I do need to go back to the top there and single out Leanne. Leanne, we have put, and I'll say I have put a lot on Leanne, really trying to dig into some of these issues that we as a board determined early on in 2011 that we were going to try to tackle during this term. And Leanne has been a key player in most of the things that we've undertaken, and she has met There's some days that she has been really, really weary, no question about it. But she's met every challenge and done a phenomenal job, and we are so far ahead of where we were when we started some of this process. So I want to make sure that you guys, as her commission, know the job that she's doing and how proud we are. And Wayne Paul, I don't know if you have anything you want
to add. Only to basically say, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I would have to say that I was probably one of the most skeptical of all of us when we began to look at this aggressive style. Some of this was not new. These are things that Leanne had been mentioning to me and future board and former boards for a number of years, that things that she had a special passion about and thought that if we could strategically plan and we could move the county forward in several different areas. And for various reasons, we probably were not willing to push her as much or say, yeah, let's go with it. And I think when you guys, through hearing some suggestions from her as well, felt that maybe she was at a point that, you know, let's give them a challenge. Let's put these out there and say, well, let's see, because we can always go back and look at our agenda and look at the things and decide to adjust some of those if it pans out that it's not very feasible. But we did come up with some aggressive goals and some timelines, projected timelines. We've had to modify a few of those, but I think each and every one of those was designed with the ultimate purpose of improving the quality of life in Story County and making a plan easy for people who wish to develop, whether it was a new homeowner trying to develop their property, or if we were talking about subdivision regulations or a lot of other things. And so I just feel that I have come 180 degrees in terms of my, not that I didn't think it could happen, but I didn't feel like we wanted to burn her out. But I think she and the staff has really taken this by the tail and moved forward. And last week she shared with me a little information that I shared with the ISAC, and hopefully we're going to be able to get that in the publication, which really will foster some of the things that we have done here in Story County. And obviously the credit goes to them. We can sit back and say that, wow, these are nice things, we're glad to see it there, but unless we've got the dedicated staff to really dig into it and make it happen, it won't happen. And obviously having you guys' support behind this, valuing that this is good for Story County, I think helps us know that we're on the right path. So again, just thank you to everybody as well.
Paul, anything?
I happen to be the fortunate task of being the liaison to the Planning and Development Department. And there's been more than one occasion where Leanne has come up and come into my office and asked if she can shut the door. And we've had pretty good discussions, and she's done a very good job. I think, like Rick said, we put an awful lot on Leanne's plate. And I think some of the stuff, she may have been a little bit uncomfortable with, but, we've gotten through it. We've made some positive changes. I think one of those was the change in the 35-acre minimum. You and I had that discussion a couple of times, and we thought maybe it was time to see if maybe we could institute a change in that. And I think it was positive, and I know at least one or two instances where there's been houses built as a result of the change in the 35-acre minimum. So. But hats off to the whole staff. You guys all do a good job.
I'm really, really proud of our planning and development department here in Story County. I make that point really regularly when I'm out in public, and it goes both ways. I mean, we get lots and lots of compliments on the job that our planning and development staff does, the way they work with the public, with developers, so I expect. I expect nothing but a continuation. Thank you, Leanne. And staff, Charlie, Kristen, and Ryan's not here, but comments from your commission.
I would agree wholeheartedly that this is an exemplary staff, that they work hard and they take a lot of guts sometimes and sometimes they take it from the commission. They do an excellent job. One of the things that I had asked in the past that be part of the work program, and I don't know whether this is something which is project-oriented or whether it's ongoing, and that is training for the commission on the various aspects of the plans which have been adopted. And I know that we've had the discussion that with the Ames Urban Fringe Plan currently under discussion and possible changes, it may be premature to train the commission on how to read and act on the plan, but I think that on an annual basis, since it is a complex issue, it would be beneficial to the commission to just have a session that says, here's the way the commission should be reviewing the documents, the cases that are brought in front. Here's how the commission should work, because we do change commission members occasionally and get new commission members put on. Without that annual training session, I think we serve the board less effectively. And so even though the Ames plan may be under discussion, I think that it is in place today, and we are being asked on occasionally to act on it the way it is today, and so it would be beneficial to have training on it.
I think it's a great point. Thank you.
I'll add, I think I'm kind of impressed with the diversity of topics that this group covers, especially what we call planning and development. Now, there's so many things that come under it, and you have to know so much. I'm going to go with Stephen on this. Is one of the comments I had too, was maybe a training session sometime annually for us commissioners. And I think a little bit in theory, theoretically, what is the county development plan trying to do, and then in practice, how do we put that in? So sometimes it seems like we have an empty month. There's nothing going on. That may be a great time to do that. But we could all use a little bit of refreshing.
Of course, it adds just another thing to your workload. So
he was looking for something else.
That's on a week off or a month off.
Yeah. Other comments? Questions about the task list that Leanne has presented, the work plan? All right, that leads us to staff comments.
Well, one thing I did as I was looking at this list, you mentioned the other's plans. I failed to say when mentioned the comprehensive plan review, I brought up master transportation plans, sub-area plans. A key element, too, is the fringe area plans, wrapping all of those up other than the city of Ames. So, I mean, just because I didn't mention it, I don't need to think I didn't. I think it was Charlie that says I hesitate to bring this up. I think you said you're going to shoot me if I say this, but I had actually thought of it, too, and I didn't want to say it because I thought they would just shove me under the table, too. But we do need to, that's something that we need to bring forward. I want to back up, and I so much appreciate the accolades, and I mean, me well enough, it's difficult for me to hear it, but unless I have time available to do the special projects, I can't do it successfully, and because I have the time, it's because staff has picked up everything else I've had to leave behind. So every time you said Leanne, I hope it's planning and development is how I heard it. So thank you, Charlie and Kristen, too, and Ryan, who is home with a sick child. So I just was looking at your calendar for the Planning and Zoning Commission, which is yet to be adopted for next year. That's one of your last items. When we get there, one thing we may think about doing is quarterly, just assigning an item. Like I put January 8th, the CDP, April 9th, the Ames River Fringe Plan, July 9th, that practice. practicum, I guess you could say, as Daryl said, and then looking at October, a joint meeting again, and then work program discussions. So that when we get to that, if I fail to bring that up, remind me, because it might be later in the evening. Were there any other special projects? The time frame on this, as staff, will be looking at putting it, I guess finalizing it to the best of our abilities in greater detail and bring it to the Board of Supervisors in December, just because we're to the point where we're starting to put our budget together for next fiscal year. And so I need to have at least the first half of the calendar, or the second half of the calendar year, planned out in our work program so that I can make any special requests to the board for a budgeting standpoint too. And I don't take today as your only opportunity to send me stuff for our work program. You have till tomorrow at noon, and then I'll close this. No, I will be bringing this to the board probably mid part of December, if not a little bit sooner than that. I'm not sure when budgets are due, but early part, mid part of December.
12th? December 12th. Budgets are due.
Second, yeah. Let me just quickly thought just came to my mind, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention it. It's unusual to hear boards and commissions talking about wanting extra meetings to learn more and to be more fully engaged. You know, I serve on numerous boards and so forth, and to hear that is truly a testament not only to you guys and gals, about how serious you take your role in helping move this county forward. But if you find that there is an area or two where you are wanting more information to fully comprehend the task at hand, I think it's really special. And I think when we as supervisors have the fortunate opportunity to make appointments to boards and commissions and then to get people like yourselves here with this type of dedication, it's just a special time for all of us, and I would be remiss if I didn't take the time to just say that, you know, this is evident why we are so far ahead as a county and working with our, you know, larger cities and communities. I think it's just going to be even better with the leadership that you guys are providing as a commission and so forth. So, again, thank you as well.
Fine. Leanne, other comments?
Well, I do want to bring to your attention that you are all invited to on November 22nd, which I apologize, I think that's a Friday. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I do think it's Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Folks at Martin Marietta have said they would treat everyone to a tour of the Ames Mine, which is northeast the city of Ames, the underground mine up there. I do need to, one, have a head count for a couple reasons. One, they need to know what vehicles and how many tour guides they need. And two, to see if we have quorum of either the Board of Supervisors and Planning and Zoning Commission so that we can post notice as required by law. I do think Charlie and Krista, are you two going? And Ryan's going. I'm manning the office. I've already been through there. And Daryl's going. It's quite an experience. It really is.
It's definitely worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
You'll be amazed when you get 400 feet below ground.
I will say, if you're claustrophobic, you can still do it.
DOT, yeah.
But just maybe said. Sedate yourself or something. I think you can do it. It just is. It's an underground town, basically. So, if you could let me know, probably, I'm not joking, it's by the end of this week, so I can let them know it by the end of this week, if that date would work for you. They do. I want to give them a few weeks so they can find the vehicle and everything they need. That is the date we have picked. Yep. We're no changing the date.
Okay.
It is a Friday.
It is Friday. Okay. Yeah. And
other items?
That early in the, you know, more or less morning sometime.
3 p.m. is what?
3 p.m.
Oh, I did put that down.
3 p.m. Yeah. On the 22nd.
Why don't you As of right now, I think I'll be able to make that. I'll go again.
Either call me or let me know by the end of the week so that I can make sure to let everyone know and, again, post proper notice if required if we have quorums.
Outstanding. Anything else for this joint meeting?
I just have a question here. How far down on the agenda are we?
We're at the end, yeah.
Okay, a question. So, yeah, you've got all these projects up there, staff-identified projects. You and Charlie kind of go in a room and lock up and say, we're going to do this, or I'm kidding on that. But how do you get your input on that, and how do you kind of find your parameters? Do you survey around with a lot of different counties, look for benchmarks?
On how we identify the projects?
Well,
look at it, fees and fines. We do. We look at what other counties charge, cities charge for fees. Fines, we'll do the same thing with. We look at, calculate how many man hours go into different types of reviews, conditional use permit, how much staff time is involved in every step of the way. We also did some work over the past week. What have been our fees by type over the past, three calendar years? And kind of what has the mean and the median been in there? And now this is specifically on fees. We haven't gone in that direction with fines at all because, one, it's not on our work program yet, and we want to give that a lot of careful consideration. But when we do bring increases to our fees to the board, or in the past couple of years we've done some decreases to fees too. They've been based on past reviews of what's occurred, how much time goes into it, and assigning a percentage, whether it be 5% of staff time, 2% of staff time, whatever it be, maybe. That's a good question.
I have one comment. Maybe it's a question and then a comment, but on the building code study, is that actually talking about building codes here for Story County?
I think so. I don't remember. Oh, I do. Oh, I didn't bring the language up from the hazard mitigation plan.
Overboard, so it just becomes prohibitive.
If I remember the language, it's just in the hazard mitigation plan, because the board did share that kind of that same sentiment. It's studied, not a feasibility study, but just review the elements of the building code. It's not the adoption of a building code. It's kind of the what would it, if we were to do a building code, what would it mean for Story County?
Thank you. Anything else from anybody? Leanne, anything else for this group? Anybody? Last chance? All right, I would love a motion to adjourn.
So move.
And a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.